The plan targets groups that can currently receive unlimited amounts of anonymous donations to pay for ads that attack or praise a candidate. The catch under current law is that these ads can't urge people to vote for or vote against someone. But Nina Republican Mike Ellis says most of these groups are clearly campaigning.
They say, call Mike Ellis and tell him not to be against farmers. And then they got my phone number up there. That's no more an issue ad than my hairpiece is.
The bill approved by the Senate would force any group to disclose their donors if they run ads that mention or show a candidate within a couple months of an election. They'd also have to follow state campaign finance laws that limit donations and bar corporate contributions. Middleton Democratic sponsor John Erpenbach says he thinks that's who's funding these issue ads right now.
That's the only place you can get that kind of money in the blink of an eye.
The plan cleared the Senate overwhelmingly, although its future in the Assembly is less certain. Groups that run these ads say their members have a First Amendment right to anonymous speech. They also say curtailing that right ends up protecting incumbent lawmakers. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.